I have a question for myself. When was the last time that I did not need Jesus? Like saying, oh, I got it from here. Thank you. Now I know your teachings. Now that you saved me, now that you told me to carry my cross, and I know everything, my friend Jesus, I love you. I'm good from here. I get it. I got it from here. I'm good. Thank you. When was the last time that really worked out for me? Let's just go back to the story of our salvation. The day that I got saved, the day I met Jesus, I realized there is no way I could get to God or to His Father except through Him. Then I realized it was His Father that drew me to Him. It was between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, you know, in the background, made everything happen. Okay. Then I walk with Him and I understand my neediness. I understand that every breath I take in and breathe out, it's Him. I need Him. Then I said, okay, let me just see what He says. He says, love people. I'm like, okay. I'm going to try to love people then. Give tithe and offering. Have faith. Okay, I'm going to do that too. Even lay your life down for other people. And He told me even for Muslims, before I evangelized them or shared the gospel, He said, are you willing to lay your life down? I said, no. But anyway, then later on, I said, yes. Okay, now I know. He wants me to lay my life down for the one that I tell them the good news and all the way to my own house, to my wife, Susie, and to my neighbors. And I say yes. I always say yes. And I check my heart. I said, okay, I'm willing. And then this is where I fall. I fall when I say, I got it, Jesus. I can do this. I can do this. I got it. You told me to do it. I got it. No, I will never get it. I cannot ever be faithful unless He helps me. I cannot ever love anybody unless He helps me. Some people say, He lives in you. He's helping you. Yes, but most of the time I push Him down. I said, I got it. I'm good. Some people say, no, you're wrong. He lives in you and He's helping you. You know what? We were all created from His image. What happened to me and you when we got saved, when we met Jesus? I would say in my case, I got to a place of neediness. I realized my own neediness. My eyes were open to my own neediness. And boom, He was there. Do I know, do we know how needy we are? No matter how amazing our intentions are, we are needy toward the person of Jesus. To me, that my neediness and the realization of my neediness to do all that Jesus told us to do will help me to open myself like a field that has been plowed and has a good soil. That neediness will plow me and make the soil of my soul and my heart and my mind and my spirit and my being ready for the seed of faith that comes from Him, for the seed of love that comes from Him, for the seed of character that comes from Him, for the seed of righteousness that comes from Him. I have to be ready. He said, do not throw the seed on a ground that is not ready. Then if my ground is not ready, of course, the way I see it, He's not going to throw the seed of faith on me. But it is His faith. Then I said, I can do it. I take it from here. I try to muster up my own faith instead of receiving His faith. How do I receive His faith? I am just like that ground. What will make my soil ready? What will plow my heart and my soul for his seed to fall into the right ground? To me, is the realization of my neediness. And the Lord uses circumstances to really not to rub it in our face, but to show us that son, daughter, no matter how great are your intentions, are or not, you need me. You need me. That's what Jesus said. Without me, you can't do nothing. Then I say, okay, with the hard ground of my heart, I say, okay, let's partner up here. We can do this. Jesus, you lives in me. But mostly I'm doing it myself, mustering up my own faith, my own hope, and my own love, trying so hard, spinning my wheels in the mud of my own power and even great intention, so-called great intention. Jesus, we need you. Doesn't matter where we are. We need you. And allow that neediness to attract the seed of your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, and help us to say, every time we say, I love you, help us to say, I need you. And never separate love from the need. Never separate I love you from I need you. I need you, Jesus. What a beautiful saying to say, I need you, like I need oxygen. The fact that I had oxygen 40 seconds ago does not release me from my need of oxygen now. I will always need oxygen while I'm on Earth. If it's in a tank under the water scuba diving, or if it's at the highest mountain, I need oxygen. I would never be able not to need oxygen anymore, as long as I have this flesh and blood. I need you. We need you. No matter how great our intentions are, we need you, Jesus. I love you. I need you. The one that is listening loves you, and they need you too. Until next time.